Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, I spoke to the Global Financial Leadership Conference presented by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The featured speakers on the program were Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of Great Britain, and Paul Volcker, former Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Amazing timing to listen to Paul Volcker react to the Wall Street crash of 500 points and the end of Merrill Lynch and Lehman Brothers. A few points that he made. Number one, our lending system has gotten way too complex. And number two, the companies in trouble got way overextended, gambled, and borrowed too much money. And number three, the companies got into this mess in part because their compensation practices encourage excessive risk-taking. And number four, he praised our export business and reminded us that exports are a much bigger part of our economy than housing. And finally, he concluded that the loss of these companies should not seriously impact our broad economy. Let's hope he's right. Tony Blair, he focused on the challenge that the United States and Europe face in dealing with radical Islam. He stressed that, number one, U.S. and Europe need a comprehensive joint plan. The alliance must be strong, determined, and united. And number two, we should understand that Islam has competing visions of the future. Most Muslims just want to join the modern world. However, the reactionaries are mired in the past, and they do not accept the ways of the West. I asked Prime Minister a question that has been on my mind for a long time. I said, it seems to me, and a lot of people in the United States, that most of the European countries are not willing to help very much in fighting terrorists. We're spending all the money and doing all the heavy lifting. Europeans are not doing their share. Now, what's your reaction, and what must be done to correct the imbalance? Well, he agreed that Europe has been reluctant to step up, and he advised the next president of the United States to sit down with the Europeans and put together a joint plan. Okay, I guess it's worth a try. We should do that. But it isn't as if President Bush has not tried to engage the Europeans. I'm just not very optimistic. Next week, I'll tell you a little bit about the message that I gave to the conference. And I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.